food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 15 February 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are so glad you're with us, and I sincerely do mean that. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you enjoyed your time off with your family a little bit if you're working steady, and I hope you are working. That's a blessing nowadays to have a job, that's for sure. But anyway, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's going to be you and I tonight, just me and you talking back and forth and sharing ideas. I have a toll-free number available that you can call and share with us on. The reason that number is there is so you can call and give your opinion and make some comments. That's what we're all about here tonight. Our guest tonight was going to be David Arthur, the former homosexual prostitute that the Lord delivered from in a mighty way, even healed his body of HIV. True story. The gentleman wanted to start a home. It's going to be in Maine for men who are trying to get out of that lifestyle and give them a place to stay for, we'll say, kind of a safe haven until they get transitioned away from that and grow in Christ enough to be able to walk on their own. But he texted me a couple hours ago. He came down with a severe headache and vomiting, so he's not feeling well. And I ask you to keep David in prayer because this man has been on fire for Christ now for several years, trying to reach those that most people think unreachable. And a lot of times, folks, they're not reachable because they're reprobate. But he's doing his best to explain the truth to those who are caught up in this perverted situation of homosexuality and bisexuality and any other way you want to describe it. Transgenders, all these, he's trying to help. So keep David in your prayers, please. We'll have him on a later date to discuss what he's trying to do. Now, before we get into the program, don't forget if you're listening on shortwave, you're listening because Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver said, Pastor Butch, I'll pay for your time on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern on 6115. Hope you can hear it there. Now, I hope you can hear it there, but if you can, and all you have is shortwave, at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern, go to 3215. There should be a repeat there of the night's broadcast. On 3215, 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern, try to listen there if you can at all. And I have, get a pen and paper handy, because I want to give you some phone numbers in a minute. We're going to try to have church this weekend, weather permitting. We have been hammered in West Virginia with the worst winter we've had in a long time. We've been blessed here on the eastern side of the state, up in the mountains. Most of the freezing rain and snow has stayed up to the west and went up over north above us. But it could happen. It could change. And every night generally gets in the freezing temperatures. And if there's any type of moisture, generally comes down in freezing rain. A lot of people in the state are without power here in Kentucky and other places. In Ohio, I'm sure. So anyway, we're going to try to have church this Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. I'm going to give you four phone numbers that you can listen to what we're teaching this coming weekend if the Lord allows us to have church. Okay, I'll be there this time. Hopefully, prayerfully, I'll be there this time. Get them pen and paper handy. Now, again, we're offering our catalog. For those who haven't received the 2021 catalog, we're offering that to you free. If you just call and say you want it and give us your address at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Just call and say I want a catalog. We're still offering a 90-page document on the Rothschild family. Well, now this, I'm going to do it at the end of this week. This is going to end, folks. At the end of this week. No, I'm sorry, in this month. Excuse me, in this month. 90 pages on the Rothschild family. $20. And that's a giveaway. Crystal gives you a big clip, I wish you can call it a paper clip, some kind to hold together with. But it's 90 pages long. I think you're going to want to see this. We're still offering a 2-for-1 on the REM sleep and Tranquil. Now, folks, I don't mind telling you, I take 2 REM sleep capsules tonight. I found that maybe I don't sleep longer, and I don't want to sleep longer. That's not necessary. I want to sleep sounder. And if I get 6 hours sleep, 5-6 hours sleep with REM sleep, I've rested. And if I go longer, that's fine. But you rest better. Not necessarily longer, but you'll rest better. It makes your sleep, a deeper sleep, REM sleep. That's why they call it that name. It's available 2-for-1, 2 for $38.95 if you want them. Just call and ask for them. And we'll have them available to you ASAP. And, of course, we're going to offer to the end of the month, From the Mask to the Mark. Oh, I wish I could get people to understand how important that teaching is. I really do. I truly do. From the Mask to the Mark. It's DVDs, what I recommend. You can get CD if you like, but DVDs, what I recommend. $10.50 delivered to your door. And Canada, folks, add another $10. Postage up the way for one DVD is $14 and change. It's ridiculous, but that is what it is. And if these phone numbers I'm going to give you, by the way, are courtesy of Truth Be Told Radio Network. Now, you can go to truthbetoldradionetwork.net. Check it out. It's there. You can listen to us on there also, Truth Be Told Radio Network. And the numbers we have to give you now, you ready? There's 4 of them. I'll not hurry through them, but I'm going to get done getting into what I'm going to talk to you about. 4 numbers to listen to the Bible study this weekend. Of course, you can listen on a live stream. You go to PastorButch.com, find live stream there and click on it. And hopefully and prayerfully, at 10:30 a.m. is coming Saturday, we'll be there having a little bit of music and maybe a prayer request. And then the Bible study, and the current events of Bible study. Here's a number, 641-741-1647. Now, if you miss these, you call Lisa tomorrow at the number I gave you to call the office on. She'll have them available to you. 667-930-9365-719-718-2866. 717-567-4977. One more time, through them very quickly. 641-741-1647. 667-930-9365. 719-718-2866. 717-567-4977. You listen to the radio broadcast on there, also the Bible studies. And the designated number to listen to the radio broadcast is 712-770-9418. But all those work for the radio, plus the Bible study, the first 4 work on the Bible study. So there you go. I hope you got those, because I hope you keep up with us. And join us if you can this coming Saturday. Tonight is going to be open lines. And I want to see how many people that really are with us are thinking and praying and concerned about what we see and asking our Father to guide us and what's coming down and this whole world but here in America. The toll-free number to call on, and I'll take phone calls in a little bit, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I'd love to hear from you. I truly would. But I do want to talk to you a while, folks, because I want to try to explain things that I really don't understand completely myself. And we've all been asking questions, I'm sure. Why does God allow bad things to happen to good people? And I just wrote an article, actually, in the next chapter in volume three, my next volume of the books I've been writing on the Word of God. Actually, I don't know why bad things happen to good people, but I will say this, and they'll move on beyond this because I don't have time to get into it now. Bad things do not happen to God's born again, blood bought, redeemed believers. No bad things happen to you. Oh, preacher. No, I'm telling you the truth, it doesn't. Not if Romans 8:28 tells the truth. He said, all things work to our good. All things. Even Paul being stoned outside the city gates worked to his good. All things work to our good and for his glory if we're part of the called according to his purpose. So bad things don't happen to believers. Once you understand that our Father is sovereign in our lives, we've been bought with a price with the blood of Christ. We've been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light of our Savior Jesus Christ. According to Philippians, we've been made citizens of heaven. Once you understand that, and the Bible said that you've been paid for with a terrible price. You've been bought and paid for. You're not your own, the Bible tells us. That's what the Word of God says. So who are we to complain when the potter decides to use the clay in a certain way? When I was sick a few weeks ago, I'm still not back 100%, but I'm gaining a lot of ground. I was in the hospital 4 days, and when I got home, I was still very ill. Before I went to the hospital, I was pretty ill. I really was. I was sick. But I never questioned, well, why did God let that happen to me? He is God. I'm his child and his servant. If it's his will that I go through this to teach me something, the Bible says, folks, listen, we learn through our trials and troubles. We learn through temptations. We learn through these things. That's why we're allowed to go through them, to teach us our Father's will. And I know people don't want to hear this, but I'm telling the truth. So don't be discouraged and don't be frustrated, because when I share news with you coming up, understand our Father is still on the throne. You know, either he is or he's a liar. Which one do you think it is? You know, even Hebrews chapter 4 or chapter 5, I believe it is, we're told that Christ himself learned obedience from the things that he suffered. And in 1 John, we're told that we're the sons of God, children of God. Why are we not to learn from trials and temptations? Who are we to pick and choose how we're treated by our Creator, by the potter? It's our duty, according to Scriptures, to purge ourselves of lustful desires and any sin that may easily beset us, that we can be used for a vessel of honor. And that vessel must be reshaped and remolded, or a patch cracked in it through tribulation or trial, sickness, what it may be. Then so be it. But I want to share with you some news tonight, because it's important to understand some things. And I know, again, people saying, well, when is God going to heal our land? Folks, God cannot heal America unless the people repent. And it must begin at the house of God. I do not see that happening. At least not on a scale of any matter. He cannot heal America. If 2 Kings 24:4 is true, we've shed the innocent of about 100 million unborn babies, shed the blood of it, of innocent children. He said, I'll not pardon that sin. Now, you believe what you want to. I'm just telling you the truth. But also, and sometimes read the book of Psalms, chapter of Psalms 106. But read that, especially that, no, we read the whole thing. The last 15, 20 verses are really telling verses. Because it says that his people, once he delivered them out of bondage and brought them forth in a great land, that's what he's done for us, they mingled among the heathen and learned their works or their ways. And folks, I say this humbly before God, the church in America today has mingled among heathens in their ways for so long, it no longer bothers our conscience. It doesn't make us really take a second breath at what we see going around us. We really don't get upset when we see outright sin around us. We shrug our shoulders and go on. Or we may say something. We may it may seem like that it's bothering, and it should spiritually, but we don't speak out about it. We learn to keep our mouth shut. And that's really what's happened to America. We've become so accustomed to the idea of the darkness McCamey sang a song, Getting Used to the Dark. We've gotten so used to the dark that not a whole lot upsets us. In Isaiah 59, the Lord told us His hand is not short and it can't save you. His ear is not deaf. He can hear us. He said, well, you sinned and I can't hear your prayers. Now you say, preacher, how do we sin? I go to church. I try to follow Christ as long as I possibly can. I do what's right. I try to do what's right all the time. God bless you. Good for you. But are you speaking up against evil around you? Are you witnessing people when you see them involved in homosexuality or adultery or fornication or other things, drugs? Are you speaking up to them and telling them the truth because you love them? You see, that'll make you enemies as well as a few good friends. It'll make you enemies. So yes, the Church of Jesus Christ in America today has become, in most cases, the best lukewarm, which will cause Christ to vomit us out. These are things to think about. And listen, I'm not talking to you as a perfect person. I am not a perfect man in any way. If it were not for the grace of my Savior, Jesus Christ, I wouldn't have a snowball's chance in Hades of lasting for more than 15 seconds. I'm a mere mortal. I have faults. I have failures. I have sin that I must try to avoid constantly because I'm only in the flesh. Understand this, I'm not throwing stones. I'm telling you the problem in America and the problem most of our lives is we say we see evil and we may share it with other people like mine, but do we stand up and speak out when we have the chance? Let me share some quick headlines with you. And I want your phone calls in a few minutes. 844-769-2944. A study is showing that the CDC inflated COVID numbers by 1,600%. A peer-reviewed study contends the Center for Disease Control and Prevention violated federal law by inflating coronavirus fatality numbers. The figures were inflated by at least 1,600%, according to the Public Health Initiative and Institute for Pure Applied Knowledge, which published a study titled COVID-19 Data Collection, Comorbidity and Federal Law, a Historical Retrospective. So we have been lied to. Why do we accept lies? Folks, I'm going to tell you the truth. Get mad if you want to. Because we've lost our moral compass. Well, this is brought up in a lesson from the mask to the mark. It's brought up in much more detail. We're afraid of dying, which Christ said He'd come and take away from us in Hebrews chapter 2. He took away the fear of death, but we're afraid of dying. So we obey the rules. Another thing is we love mammon more than we love God. We'll lose our jobs. Listen, I know all those things. But because we've sinned and become lukewarm, we're easily controlled and easily manipulated to do the will of man, not God. Fear is not one of the gifts of the Spirit. And complying with evil is not something we should do as believers. You say, is evil wear a mask? Yes, it is. Because you're complying with tyranny. You may not know it. Hey, listen, don't take my word for it. Go to our website, PastorButch.com. Please, check it out. And the article's on there I didn't write. Check under the heading COVID Hoax or Health News, or Government Cover-Ups. All three of those have the articles on there. COVID Hoax or Health News, look what the professionals are saying to us. They're lining us up, folks. The next step into the mark is the mask. Already into that. The next step will be the vaccination. I'll tell you why in a little bit. So we that call ourselves Christians that comply with these evil orders. What, and you say, well, I didn't know this. The truth is available. But you got to ask for it and look for it. Again, PastorButch.com. Look under COVID Hoax and Health News and find out if I'm not telling you the truth. It's amazing how we're falling in line with this. Now listen to what's coming next. CBS News declares you'll need a COVID vaccination passport to travel by summer 2021. Now you listen to this. Years ago, I said there's a time coming. Now, I didn't know how they're going to bring it forth. You need a passport to go from state to state. Listen, I'm going to read to you. I can take Bible teachings, use current events, and tell the future. Some people say, "Well, you're New Testament prophet." And I'm not denying or admit. I've been called that many times, but I'm not a prophet per se. So I don't set forth times and the armies coming in. No, but I can tell you what's coming next to a nation, because in the Bible. Listen to this: as the United States prepares to open back up after the unnecessarily long COVID lockdowns, the mainstream media is shaping the narrative that vaccination passports will not only be required for travel, but they will arrive as a necessity by this summer. CBS Travel Editor Peter Greenberg almost appeared gleeful when he predicted two things at travel. Now listen, two things that travel, both domestic and international. You say, "Oh, it's just for flying." Maybe for a while. But soon be required on buses and trains and checked at state lines. But anyway, that travel, both domestic and international, will most likely return this summer, and that would be a prerequisite to being able to travel. Greenberg stated bluntly that in order to travel, you will most likely need proof that you've been vaccinated for COVID. Vaccination passports, he said, will be the new standard in travel. It will be required, Greenberg said. The real question is what technology will be available to create a universally acceptable and universally readable document that can't be forged. You know, this may sound crude, but I told y'all this years ago. I had no idea they were going to bring in a trumped up hoax of a virus and manipulate the numbers, overinflate the numbers by at least 1,600% to get people scared into slavery and bondage. If people would study the Word of God and have that ingrained in their soul and mind, they would realize soon that if they believe in Him and have been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, that their God is bigger than a virus. Oh yeah. Matter of fact, Wednesday night, you don't miss Wednesday night's broadcast. That lady coming on the program, her name is Jenny Jackson. They have an organization started right now. An organization already started this in Arizona. Now, if your company requires you to get a vaccination before you can work, her organization will take them to court because the vaccination is not mandatory and it's not law. And it's not even been tested enough to make a real vaccination. Actually, it's not a vaccination. You'll find it on our website. It's not a vaccination. It's a reprogramming of your DNA. It's not a vaccination. It's a reprogramming of your DNA, which happened before the flood in Noah's time, when the children of men interbred with demonic activity, with devils that fell to the earth. It is not a vaccination. It's on the website. Look under health news or COVID hoax. This is true. So you're going to make a decision, aren't you? But Wednesday night we'll have Jenny on to discuss what they will do if they try to force you to take a vaccine where you work, and how they will help you. That's on Wednesday night. Don't miss that. Now, back to some more news. Bill Gates goes full Captain Planet, wants to change every aspect of economy while we dine on fake meat. In this month's magazine, if you received it, you saw the fake steak grown from the cells of a person's individual's cheekbones. Oh yeah, it's going to be out of plants too. They're already making fake burgers, you know that. Microsoft founder Bill Gates is pushing drastic and fundamental changes to the economy in order to immediately halt the release of greenhouse gases. primarily carbon dioxide. And folks, carbon dioxide is necessary for plant growth. That's why the trees and grass are green. That's why plants grow. And there's only so much carbon dioxide that can be that's in the Earth's atmosphere. You're not producing more of it. They're lying to you. But back to the article. Primarily carbon dioxide, and go to zero in order to go to zero in order to save the planet from long procrastinated. Predicted and consistently wrong environmental disasters. Now, folks, if carbon dioxide is taken away, nothing will grow. Wouldn't this be great? And most people don't know that. They really have no idea. Changes will be made in order to realize Gates' vision include allotting $35 billion per year on climate and clean energy research, electric everything, widespread consumption of fake meat, since cows account for 4% of all greenhouse gases, retooling the steel and cement industries, which Gates says account for 16% of all carbon dioxide emissions, to inject up to 30% of captured CO2 into concrete and create a different type of steel, widespread adoption of next-generation nuclear energy to supplement wind and solar, and since producing plants to make fake meat emits gas as well, Gates has backed a company which uses fungus to make sausage and yogurt, which being there calls pretty amazing. So tomorrow morning, give me 2 eggs with some fungus. This is what's coming to this world. Why? Psalms 96 said, because we disobeyed him, he puts people over us who hate us. And we're captive to them because he put them over us to be our new gods. Oh, we accepted it. So don't get upset with the Lord. I mean, we let it happen. We're the ones who sat back while they murdered children, perverted our young people, and changed the world into what it is today. We were. We truly were. I want to take a phone call in about 10 minutes. If you want to call and line up, go ahead. 844-769-2944. I want to hear from you and see what you have to say about it. Now, I'm not quite through the news articles. I got another 10 minutes of news articles to go, but I want to talk to you. I want your opinion. If any questions, call and ask me. I'll try to answer if I can. I want you to know that you're important to this ministry. If it were not for you, we couldn't be here. So don't think you bother me when you call. Don't think you're interrupting my train of thought, because you're not. I bring to you what I'm given to bring to you. And our guesting, and I hate to see David, I hate to hear he was sick, but there's a purpose for him getting sick tonight. In his life, our God has something, a purpose for his sickness tonight. And he'll show what it is, I'm sure. And he wanted to bring this message out tonight, too. So here we are. Back at the break, folks. 844-769-2944.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back. Phone lines are open if you want to call and talk to us. And I hope you do. I want your opinion. I want your comments. I'm the host of the broadcast. This is not my program. It belongs to our Savior, first of all. He's the one I pray that I'm following instructions on. But it's all of our broadcast. We work together as a team. If it weren't for your donations, folks, we wouldn't be here. And donations, by the way, have been really slow this month. We're praying for turnaround, but I don't bring it up very often because I don't like to discuss that. But sometimes it's just what it is. But a way of interest before getting the next broadcast, next article, the scientists are working on a brain implant the size of a grain of salt that can let people choose their own mood. And they would choose a mood off the cell phone. This is true. I'm making it up. But this is happening now. Merging human brain cells and microchips. Vaccine generated zombies. Now this article is on our website, PastorBush.com. Look under COVID hoax or health news. This will be in next month's news magazine in March. I'm going to read one paragraph out of this article to you. Pay attention and ask yourself, do I want the vaccine? They can't force you to have it, not yet. We have an organization that will help you fight it if they try to. But here's what the article says. So how does this tie into the alleged COVID-19 vaccine? I say alleged because I believe it is more of an operating system than a vaccine. Even Moderna admits as much on their own website. Recognizing the broad potential of mRNA science, we set out to create an mRNA technology platform that functions very much like an operating system on a computer. That's what Moderna says. Not the writer here, nor not I, but the Moderna said that. It is a operating system comparable to that on a computer. It's designed so that it can be plugged into... Now listen, this is what the vaccine is. It's designed so that it can plug and play interchangeably with different programs. In our case, the program or app is our mRNA drug, the unique mRNA sequence that codes for a protein. How about that? The mRNA vaccine does, in fact, now pay attention, systematically alter the human DNA. Then by definition, anyone who receives the jab will begin to transition from human to transhuman. Those on the pro-vaccine side of the argument say that mRNA degrades after a short period of time. However, all this is moot until we see the end result of this grand experiment, which could be months, if not years away. Well, how do you think about that? Transhumanism. You know, when the women of this earth bred with the fallen angels, That's a type of transhumanism, wasn't it? Was it not? And the whole world destroyed because of the sin come out of that? Does it make any difference? Does anyone really care? Obviously, many people are turning this down. But there won't be organizations forming like the one I mentioned to you today a little while ago to help people fight this if they're trying to be forced by their companies to take the vaccine. Now, I'm going to say this. I said it before, and I made a lot of people mad. If you wear the mask, I'd say there's at least a 90% chance you're going to take the vaccine. If you wear the mask to keep your job, most people will compromise and take the vaccine, which is not a vaccine, but a programmable mRNA, whatever this how I said it was, that transform you into a cyborg. mRNA will start your transformation to a cyborg. As a matter of fact, at our website, if you go to PastorBush.com, look under Mark the Beast, you'll see a video up there, probably been up here for a couple months. It shows a device that somebody can stick on their arm, go jogging through the woods, miles from anybody around them, and be monitored by other people watching them jog in case something goes wrong. It's connected by a computer on your cell phone. Now do you understand why everybody's hooked on cell phones? Oh, my people. This didn't happen overnight. Please understand this. This didn't happen overnight. This has been brought on for decades. Decades! It started with a Social Security number. Well, it started before that, but that's a good one. It started with that for sure. One of the biggies. Into the driver's license, ID, pictures, digital pictures. And on it goes. This is happening as we speak. I'm going to get the phone line just a minute. I promise I won't get back to the article very quickly. To show how we degraded, folks. I mentioned this other night, I think, on Dale Melody's program. First funeral home, and this is, I'll just read to you. For almost a decade, Katrina Spade had been developing a new way to deal with dead bodies. In 2011, a graduate student in architecture, Spade began questioning what would become of her corpse after death. Unsatisfied with the options available, she spent years refining her own solution, natural organic reduction, or turn them into compost. This December, after years of feasibility studies, fundraising, and legislative efforts, Spade's company, Recompose, started turning its first customers into compost. Recompose's operation outside of Seattle currently accommodate 10 bodies. Now, folks, to make it real clear, they're going to turn your body to compost, mix into the earth, or throw in your garden. It's compost. It's biodegradable. You can eat your relative. Or what's... I don't know how to put that. I do know people personally that put their human waste on their gardens. The gardens grew well. But the diseases that are spread are unbelievable. And I would say that makes you somewhat of a cannibal. When you say that, probably. And to show again the degrading of America and this nation. I can't go through all this. They have now made a game of killing unborn babies. You got a shotgun. The more you shoot, and the more mothers you take down. This is on our website. Check it out under abortion news. It shows people standing up to stop the murder of babies, and they're blown away. You give them points for everybody that you kill, the unborn babies you kill, and for those that oppose it, whether it be preachers or women, pregnant or not. This is absolutely the most disgusting thing I've ever seen so far with abortion. They actually have a game that you can win, make points on, if you can get through the maze and kill more babies and more protesters. Isn't that a wonderful thing to think about? Now, in proof of Psalms 106, again, a prophecy, it's already started. It's in the Bible and it's in here now happening. I told you that he would put people over us that hate us. They hate us. Do you really believe that our president or anybody below him really gives a rat's patoot what happens to the people, especially the church? Democrats in Congress now backing a group calling to silence Christians on the religious right and a purge of biblical principles in America. They nigh got it done, haven't they? The document presented by Reps Jamie Raskin, Democrat, Maryland, and Jared Huffman, Democrat, California, and endorsed by Representative Jerry McNerney, Democrat in California, states that an incoming Biden administration must educate the American people, particularly those identified as a religious right, on the need to keep their religious dogma to themselves. The document calls for the purge of social conservatives from all levels of government, labeling them as white nationalists and conspiracy theorists. There you go. He said, I'll put people over that hate you. And I say he did that. There's a sign here held up in a demonstration. Life begins when you stand up to Christian fascists. WorldCan'tWait.org. That's our website. WorldCan'tWait.org. Life begins when you stand up to Christian fascists. Obviously, that's a pro-murder rally going on, and these signs are proof of that. This is right now in America on our watch. I don't know what else I can say to get you to understand what's happening. It's biblical. Our God can save a nation if the people repent, beginning at the house of God. Our God can save a soul anytime. So individuals, I still have a chance, but America has pretty much crossed the line. Phone lines open at 844-769-2944. Let's go first to our sister Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hello. How are you, Pastor?
I'm doing fine. I hope I'm making some sense tonight.
You're making complete sense. Absolutely complete sense. But, you know, it's gone so far that I don't think that he's going to undo it.
I don't think America can be salvaged now. But Jan, people take that as an excuse not to get involved. That's more of a reason to get involved. Right now at the time, it's possible we could have a small revival because some people are starting to see what we've said for years is coming to pass. Maybe we can have a small revival. Mm-hmm. You know?
If we can save one soul.
It's worth the effort, isn't it?
We still have time. Because there's going to come a time where we can't save anyone because God's going to cut it off. That's going to be it.
He said,
all the people he once saved are going to be saved, and that's going to be it. But he will lead us to the people that we can save. He'll show us.
And
might be one person in a group.
We have to be willing vessels ready to go at his call. And Jan, I complete guilty to this many times. I kept my mouth shut when I should have spoke up. I have done that just to maintain
absolutely.
A peaceful atmosphere. But if Christ had maintained a peaceful atmosphere, they wouldn't have killed him because he would never rally him by his tree, shook him by his tree. And same thing with the disciples and apostles. If they kept their mouth shut, they wouldn't have been killed. They could live a long life, but they chose to speak the truth, and people hated them for it. And Matthew 10 said, Christ said, if you love your family more than you love me, you're not worthy of me.
Yeah.
You go ahead.
You have to listen. You have to listen to God. You have to do what God says to do. If you listen to God and go where he tells you to do, and he will lead you where you need to know, go. I did that one day. I sat in my car before I left. I said, which way we're going to go today? I was going to go to the store. Well, I didn't get to the store right away. He took me to a antique shop, which I didn't need anything in an antique shop. And I went in there, and I ran right into another woman who had actually died on an operating table and had been in heaven. And
wow.
We sat there and compared our journeys to heaven.
Wow.
Together. He led me right there. I didn't need anything in an antique store. Heaven, no. I've got enough junk downstairs, you know, around. I didn't need any more. But that's where he led me, in complete opposite direction of where I wanted to go.
What a blessing.
It was.
What a blessing.
It was.
And you had no idea.
And he does this all the time. He takes us where he wants us to go.
He does. If we're trusting.
He does. And we may not even realize whose lives we are touching by talking.
No, that's true.
With someone, we may not even be talking to the person who needs to hear it. they may just be hearing it without saying something. Just that one little bit, that one gesture, that one nice gesture, or that one donation, or that one standing there and just talking to people, you can change someone's life.
Absolutely.
If God
Absolutely.
Wants you, He will get you. And that's what our job, that's what we're here to do.
And you know, the more you do it, the easier it becomes.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the way it is. It should become second nature to us. Good call, Jan. I got to jump, but good call. And thanks for being out there. We appreciate you. You know that.
All right. I just wanted to call and say hey tonight and tell them,
all right.
Get that Mark of the Beast DVD. That is the best teaching that I've seen on that subject. You need that one. Absolutely.
Oh, so you have watched it already?
Oh yeah, when you sent it to me, I watched it. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. So you think it's worth
donation?
I've got
to send you a donation as soon as I venture out again.
Oh, I appreciate that, but it's worth the watch then.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sandad. Thank God bless, folks. That DVD is going to be on special at the end of the month. I'm going to take it off. Several of them went out of here. They have. But not nearly enough. And you make copies of it. It's not copyrighted. If you ever make copies of it and give them to all your friends, it could save their soul. Is your friend's soul worth $10.50? Listen, if I send for free, but I can't. We're really keeping the head above water. I wish I could. If we had a donation of several million dollars, I would never charge for anything again. But it ain't happening. Let's go next to Matt in Texas. Matt, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch. This is Matt Seaman.
How you doing, sir?
And Watch newsletter.
How you doing?
I was listening. Oh, I'm doing good. You doing okay?
I'm getting better every day. I had a little rough haul there. My father brought me through it. But you know something, Matt? I'll get back to your topic in a minute, but I want to share this. He showed me things through this sickness that I hadn't really realized. It's scriptural. And I hadn't really realized what they meant until I went through this. That's why I don't question what he does in my life. He's a potter on the clay. And he always shows me something, maybe not right at the moment, maybe weeks or months later, but he always showed me what I went through that for. Isn't that beautiful to have a God like that?
Amen. That's right. He puts us through things and we don't understand it all, but he's got purpose in it all.
That's right. Go ahead now. What's your comment?
One thing I wanted to share with your listening audience, as I was, you were talking about Moderna,
mm-hmm.
and as I was doing research on that last year, I came across a TED Talk with Tal Zaks. He's the chief medical officer for Moderna,
mm-hmm.
and he's and you can look it up now. This TED Talk, and then Tal Zaks, he's a Jew from Israel. And anyway, he did a TED Talk, and he explained exactly what these mRNA vaccines do to your body. And he actually, at the beginning of that talk, he says, we're actually hacking in to the software of life. And then he goes on to how it's going to change, just alter a little bit. So that's right from the horse's mouth. I mean, so...
I saw that video. I saw that. That's powerful. That's powerful.
Yes, sir. And the Lord put that on me, and I need to, and told me I need to spread this everywhere. And so... And add to that, I know some people have taken that shot, and I can tell this quick in their personalities that they don't smile anymore, or just it's really weird. But I've worked with some people that have already taken the shot, and there's a difference. I can already sense a difference.
Wow.
You know, and this quick, it's pretty amazing. So.
Do you sense a difference? Well, do you sense a difference in maybe their spirituality?
No, I sense a difference in I work with one lady's a teacher, and she's always been friendly and smiled. But after, and my spirit told me she took that shot, and another lady confirmed it. I didn't even ask her, but my spirit was saying there's something weird about this. And then another lady says she was against taking it all along, and then she takes it.
because they shouldn't keep a job, probably. But by the way, tell people again how they can watch the video. Bill Gates, what was it again?
Yeah, his name is Tal, T-A-L Zax, Z-A-K-S, and he's the chief medical officer for Moderna. And it's a TED Talk. It was done, it was probably about 3 years old, back in 2018. And if you just put TED Talk, Tal Zax, it'll pop up, and it's a 10-minute video, and he tells you everything right in that just that 10 minutes, what they're doing to you.
And, folks, this is in 2018. This is before COVID was even known to exist. Wow.
Thank you
for the call. And, Matthew, thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Pastor Butch, and Lord bless you.
Oh, yeah. Talk to you soon. He puts out a small magazine once a month. Prophecy News Watch. And it's worth getting. It's only like 4 pages long, but he covers material there that's really worth seeing. So God bless him for his efforts. All right, let's go next to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
How you doing tonight?
Cold.
Been praying for you.
Okay, thank you.
I'll send you a bill later.
Okay. Now, somebody was just, maybe God knocked the God people down.
Do what now?
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't hear
you. People.
God people?
People, yeah, the ones that are playing their God.
Oh, okay, yes. Yes, little gods, little gods.
Let's see, Psalms 82, what did God say? He was made mortal and he put them to the sword.
Oh, yes. Yep. I mean, a lot of people do have a God complex. You know, that's why Eve eat the fruit, because she wouldn't become like God. She wouldn't know good from evil. She wouldn't be a God. You know, it's the same sin that's happened to us now. The humanists have taken over, which, by the way, humanism, folks, is a religion, according to the Supreme Court. But the humanists are those who won't be gods unto themselves. We're seeing it happen, aren't we? We sure are. And a lot of them are in positions of power in this country. That's why they hate us, because we won't recognize that. They hate us for that. Anything else?
Now, what about these two guys? They're two Bidens.
I've heard that. I haven't been able to verify that at all, but I've heard that.
One is brown-eyed. And one is named Lasso Woods, an actor, is what I'm hearing.
Really, I haven't seen anything on that. I've seen things on it, but nothing to really, you know, show me, hey, this is probably happening. But it very well could be.
There's Psalms 83.
Okay.
However, people need to read it, where they said they're going to destroy Israel.
Okay, well, we know that's going to be tried. They're going to try to take Israel down.
Isaiah and Ezekiel, where God shall raise up an army of the dead.
Yeah.
And then, let's start with Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 17.
Yeah, what's it say?
For God said, I'll give Jacob a fire, and he'll pass that fire unto Joseph. And Joseph will burn Esau, Edom to ashes.
Okay. Well, that's a prophecy given. What's going to happen? Mick, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. What a good call. A good call. Folks, the lines are open. 844-769-2944. I want to say hello to all the listeners we have out in the Washington State area that listen on RBN. We are blessed, not RBN, I'm sorry, ABN. We are so blessed beyond on the organization. We really are. But thank y'all for starting to write to us. You hear this on weekends. I know it's not live. But thank you for being there for us. We do appreciate so much because you folks are responding to us. We're going to try to keep on the air out there as much as possible, because I really want to reach you with the truth. May bless you with something to help you stand up to what's going on this world today, and we sure need to do that. But just a blessing to be with you, and I want to thank you and thank Tom Reed for having us out there. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate your efforts. 844-769-2944. About 3 minutes left. You want to call, you still have time. You want to share your thoughts? Folks, please don't be shy. Don't be bashful. Yes, his program is monitored by what so-called elite, I guess, or elite underlings. Don't be afraid. If your name's on the list of the enemies of Christ, that's a good thing. As long as he's on Christ's list in the Lamb's Book of Life, is all that matters. 844-769-2944. I know men who walked in fear all their lives and were miserable people. And I know women the same way, but let's not do that. Let's praise our God for his blessings. But in his courts of thanksgiving and you know, in his presence with praise, we're to be a people of praise and continual prayer. That's who we are. A people that are ready to witness to the truth of Christ's word and the truth of salvation. And a moment's notice when the opportunity is presented to us. We must never be ashamed or embarrassed to share the truth of Christ and his promises and his commandments. He himself said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. One of our commandments is written in the last chapter of Matthew, last few verses. Go into all the world and disciple the nation. Didn't say save them, although I'm sure it's part of it. But disciple the nation, teaching them the commandments of God. Don't you know that a people that obey the commandments of God, even if they're heathen, are still more blessed than those who say they're Christian and don't? You understand that? That's remarkable. We should search daily for the will of God in our lives and not be dismayed at what we see around us. As he told Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 1, I believe, he said, if you're astonished or dismayed or fearful of the people around you, he said, I'll kind of make you a laughingstock. I'll just take away your strength and your courage, and he'll make you a laughingstock. In other words, he'll make a fool out of you. We shouldn't be dismayed. We may be surrounded by enemies. We may be outnumbered by enemies. We may think that there's no chance, no hope for us as individuals, but I promise you our God can deliver those who trust him. He may do it through death, as he did some of the disciples and Apostle Paul. He may, but deliverance is deliverance, folks, no matter how it is. He can deliver us from this world of wickedness. Right now, as you listen to broadcast tonight, you can be born again. You can be bought by the blood of Christ and brought into the family of God. This is all for real. This is not a play game, folks. This is for real. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. I hope you'll join us. We're going to have a special guest tomorrow night. We're going to have Jerry Merritt, the gentleman who took Smyers' place at the Power of Prophecy. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.